holding an ois. Oof, yud zayin. Okay. Al ta'amol l'ruach, val tishma devor metelam. Do not labor for that which blows away with the wind, i.e. for matters of no value. Do not listen to idle words. Okay. The issue of Bittul Torah is a fascinating discussion. Right. So there's a Shir Das called Pales Magal Raglecha. So you should measure out the magal, the circle of your feet. So does that mean? That's a pasuk in Mishlei. So he says it means that a person travels within a certain area. That regal means where a person is walking through life. So you're going to create a framework of what you're going to be doing, spending your life doing. That's the magal of your line. So that should be measured, which means that he says you put in the middle of that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and about Baruch Hashem. He says, well, you know, for me to be able to function in the Baruch Hashem and feel functional, I need to have a kishmak, a piece of cake every day. So that's part of my magal raglayim. For me, that's part of my life. Right? Now, I would like to say, if someone in my life, I should get to the point where I outgrow that and I'm able to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu without the piece of cake. Right? Haven't had a piece of cake in about 5 years, but the stuff I have, which can't be very generous to call it cake. You want to say you can shrink it, but this what you're holding right now, that's not true. You know, so a person needs a certain amount of downtime in his day to be able to be functional. So the stipler goes through the day of a bacher in yeshiva. So he says there's 24 hours in the day. So it's first of all, bacher should sleep 8 hours a night. Okay, so you have 16 hours left. Of 16 hours, he says davening with the chakras, mincha marav, benching, saying brachas, you know. 2 hours a day spent on that. That was what he puts in that. Okay, so now you have 14 hours left. So the person needs time to relax a little bit, to eat something, to take a walk. You spend 2 hours on that. You have 12 hours left in your day to learn. That's the type of discussion. So this is the person on top of sleep 8 hours a night and really feel rested and feel has strength and focus. You wouldn't necessarily need so much downtime, you know, but the mice, we don't sleep that much, so our minds are not as focused, so we need more downtime. So we don't necessarily gain more by sleeping less. Rishiva told us that the stipler, once he was in Telstone, so he went to visit the stipler. The stipler said to Rishiva, I hear by you and the Bokhrim and the Yeshiva are not sleeping enough. So give me your shlichus to go back to Yeshiva and tell the Bokhrim in my name that if Bokhrim doesn't sleep 8 hours a night, it's going to grow up to be such an amorti, you won't even understand a portion of the Mishnah. So the stipler told him. So I went back to Beis Medrash, I went straight to Beis Medrash. Pasuk says Moshe went straight to the Am. Before he went home, I went straight to Beis Medrash, I gave a klap. And he told him the name of the stipler, what the stipler said, that you're going to be such amorati, you're not going to understand even Pasha the Mishnah. So everybody smiled to themselves and went right into the exact same thing. That was the story that Shiva said over. Nobody changed their sleeping style because of that. So, but let's say a person says, you know, I need 3-4 hours a day relaxation. I still get 10 hours of learning. So that's fine. If that's an honest assessment of what you need, that's not called Bittul Torah. That's what the Shir Das says. It's not called Bittul Torah. It's something which is not used. It's being used effectively. That's that time that you're having relaxation really facilitates a productive day. But let's say you only need 4 hours and you spend 5 hours. That's Bittul Torah. How do you get it down to exactly the amount of time? you get leeway. That's also part of your needs, not to be, you know, have anxiety attacks because you're worried or you're going over them an extra minute. That's also part of your emotional needs. But once you figure that out, the rest of the day, you shouldn't be wasted. So, each person has their own maga. You know, I live within my framework. My framework, I need 3 hours a day. This guy needs 4 hours a day. This guy needs 2 hours a day. Fine, whatever the numbers are. But a person has to spend time giving thought to, how am I using my day? Am I using it in a way which is going to be that I'm using my day effectively or not? Including the need for relaxation, whatever those might be. So that's a good pre-Yom Kippur thought.